Thank you both for being with us this morning. How are we doing?
Good. How are you?
Thanks for having us.
No problem. Let's find out a little bit about the both of you. First of all, Jack, we'll start with you. This your first summer at Timberlake? If so, how'd you end up here?
Well, I got here through my program. My program has a bunch of auditions for many, many summer stocks, and I ended up getting this one. So that's kind of where I ended up, and I was very excited and about the contract I was receiving, and I'm very excited to be here.
Talk a little bit about your background. What is some of your theater experience?
So I grew up born and raised in Alaska. So I am very, what's the word? I didn't grow up with a lot of theater, but I had to make it all work, and I took dance training and singing classes and all of that good stuff, and did a few shows in high school and ended up in a pretty good program and kept going from there.
So Alaska.
All worked out, I guess.
tell us a little bit about a life in Alaska.
Oh, it's quite the interesting place to live in, for sure. It's very beautiful. Most stunning place you'll ever see when it comes to mountains and the waters and the range and all that, but I'm glad to be on to the rest of the U.S. and moving on to bigger and better things.
All right, very good. Quinn, let's find out a little bit about you. First of all, your entrance to Timberlake Playhouse.
Sure, yeah. I actually had a friend that worked here. She played Ariel in Little Mermaid and Belle in Beauty and the Beast years back, and I kind of watched her journey here and saw how much fun it was, and she ended up referencing me this year, and I couldn't help it. It's a wonderful theater, and it's a magical place to be, so I was really excited to come.
So tell us a little bit about your theater background.
Yeah, so I actually grew up in California, close to Los Angeles. And as a kid, I did a lot of theater. I played Annie about 6 times. And then I got involved in L.A. in the commercial scene. And I did some film and TV there. And then I ended up going back to theater in high school and applying to musical theater college programs. So then I went off to college for musical theater, and here I am.
Again, visiting with Jack Hale and Quinn Martin. Jack, how has the summer gone for you so far? What are some of the things that we've seen you in?
So my first role here was Pippin, as Pippin. So I did that for the first 2 weeks, and that was a super great experience. I'm very, very thankful to have been a part of that process. Me and Quinn were off on Spelling Bee. We were the parents of all of them, the lead. We just finished up Jesus Christ Superstar. I played Peter and the understudy of Jesus, and now I am doing Robert. But Timberlake has been a really great experience, and I'm in a very wonderful place to work.
Now, will this be your last production of the summer?
Yes, this will, in fact, be my last production.
Okay, what are your plans after this?
Going back to school. I finished up my senior year, and then I'm going to move to New York and start auditioning for Broadway.
All right, well, best of luck. Quinn, what about you? What have we seen you on the stage so far this summer?
Well, I've been in all of the productions so far. I was in Pippin in the ensemble, and I was Olive's mom in Spelling Bee, and I was just in JCS as a soul singer. And I have been doing the kids' production of Jared Wiener as Christina. We did a week of that about 2 weeks ago, and then we have another week of shows coming up on the 12th of August. So you have to come out and see that as well.
So, you know, that's something a lot of people don't realize up at Timberlake Playhouse. They do have the children's theater available. Talk a little bit about the experience with that.
Oh, so fun. It's really just been a highlight of the summer. Jack is in it as well. He plays Scott. And it's just a lot of fun to be able to get on stage for kids. Just reminds you of why you do this. And kind of bringing theater to life for children is so important. And I think they really, really have been enjoying this production. So it's just been a blast.
You know, I've got to ask you both this. How do you keep things straight? I mean, you're doing the children's theater. You just came off Jesus Christ Superstar. You're going to be the leads in Robert Bridegroom, which will be opening up on Thursday. Jack, how do you do it?
Well, through a lot of work. A lot of hard sweat, blood, and tears. We rehearse shows like many at a time. We just got off of rehearsing 3 shows basically all in 1 week. We had to do Dear Edwina in the morning, and then we had double show days of Jesus Christ Superstar, and then we would still have rehearsal and memorizing lines for Our Bridegroom at night. Okay. So I guess a big part of it is just taking care of yourself and looking out for each other and making sure everybody can get through it together.
Quinn, what about you?
Yeah, I mean, I second that. It's definitely a lot of hard work, but it's so fun, and we're all just here together and just focusing on the shows and just getting everything straight, and you don't think it's going to come together, but it always does. So it's been a lot of fun.
Okay, let's get into what's going to be coming up. Robert Bridegroom. Jack, tell us a little bit about your character, Jamie Lockhart.
I play Jamie Lockhart. I am the Robert Bridegroom. My whole character is a robber. He is a good-for-nothing dude who trying to rob people out of their stuff, and he comes across a few other characters, notably Quinn Rosmond, who he ends up falling in love with at the end, Clement, who's an old rich planter. He's got a lot of money, and that's my primary focus. I'm trying to steal that money out from under him, and throughout the show, through a lot of mishaps and hijinks, I end up forgetting about the money and falling in love with a girl.
Seems like a role you could really have a lot of fun with.
Oh, it's a fun role. One of the best roles I've had the opportunity of sinking my teeth into out here.
And Quinn, what about you're going to be Rosamond?
Yes, Rosamond. She is my favorite description of her is like an 18th century Paris Hilton. She is the daughter of a rich and lucky planter, and she kind of gets everything she wants. Except for a boy. She never has a love interest, so she's so bored all the time until she meets the robber bridegroom and things kind of go awry. But it's just such a blast. The music is all bluegrass and it's so much fun. The story is comedic and it's loosely based on the Grimm fairy tale. So it's a really interesting show and we're having a lot of fun with it.
Again, visiting with Jack Hale and Quinn Martin. You're going to see them on stage and Robert Bridegroom. I want to thank you both for taking time to visit with us. We've got a couple of minutes here left. Jack, what are you going to take from this summer at Timberlake Playhouse that's going to help you as you work on your craft?
One of the big things I guess I've gotten out of this place is you're not alone in the grand scheme of things, and I'm going to walk away with this with a lot of friends that I've made for life. The people here I've worked with and I've been lucky enough to call my friends and colleagues are some of the most incredibly down-to-earth, talented, hardworking people I've ever had the pleasure of working with, as well as everyone else in the company, our director, Paul, and all the other directors, the director for Our Bridegroom, Dan. They've all been so wonderful to work with. I'm very, very excited to be able to hopefully work with them again in the future and keep going with this process, the people I've made friends with by this.
All right, very good. Quinn, what about you? What has this summer been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, all the same things. I think a highlight has been the people. The people here are just amazing. And just truly relationships that I think will last the rest of my life. And I think it's also just been such a good experience for young professionals like us to just get this kind of experience under our belt. So many shows at once and learning them so quickly, kind of going into the industry. It's really good practice to have. And I'm so grateful that I got to be here.
And we did ask Jack, but Quinn, what about you? What are your plans for after Timberlake Playhouse?
I'm also going into my senior year. I'll be going to Pace University in New York City. I'll be back in New York come the fall, and then I'll stay there. That's the plan, and keep auditioning.
And what are the chances of maybe seeing you both back at Timberlake Playhouse?
You never know. It definitely could happen. I would love to come back. You'd come back?
Oh, again? Yeah. We've already opened our neck. We've already announced our next season, and so a few little things under our belt, but we'll see where life takes us.
Well, I'm coming up to see the production on Sunday. I'm looking forward to it. And again, thank you both for taking time to visit with us, Jack Hale and Quinn Martin. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Again, Timberlake Playhouse, fourth production, Robert Bridegroom opening on Thursday.